Matthew chapter 26, verse 41 to 42. Keep watch and pray. Okay, KJV. So, he says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Right? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Prayer has a supernatural effect of keeping you away from falling into temptations. A man who does not watch and pray is a man who is almost likely going to find himself yielding to the demands of the flesh. So he says, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The spirit has a will to do, but the flesh is weak. The reasons why we do not yield to the demands of the Spirit is because we have not prayed. I'll say that again. The reasons why we do not yield to the demands of the Spirit is because we have not prayed. Now, anytime you stay praying, you are most likely going to be yielding to the demands of the Spirit rather than yielding to the temptations of the flesh. So, many times you find out that people say that they really don't know what is happening. They can't just but, fornicate. They can't just but steal. They can't just but insult. They can't just but watch pornography. They can't just but, It's because a very vital element of watching and prayer is missing. And so they will always say, the spirit is willing to stop, but the flesh is very weak. So it means that a very vital, training to give the spirit or to do so that your spirit can become very yielded to God's word and not allow your flesh becomes very yielded to God's word is to pray. Prayer has a very supernatural way of helping with that. Of course, prayer coupled with studying and reading and listening to the Word of God. So, there is not a temptation that you have that you cannot overcome. Not one. But oftentimes, we are so much prone to listening to the flesh, to taking heed to what the flesh has to say, to taking heed to what the flesh has to do, just giving the flesh some attention. And so we end up always buying to the demands of the flesh. I want to eat. You say, today the fast is not really going on well. Because you just passed by some food selling joint. And then you smelled the wache, or you smelled the jollof, or you smelled the fried rice. Like, now, today God understands. And then you yield to it. It's time for prayer. And God understands, I'm very tired. And then you yield to the demands of the flesh. Or it's time for, you know, study. And somebody has slept their way into the study, outside of the study. No, it does not really help when we neglect that place of prayer. So Jesus Christ is telling them that, see, there is a devil, and his desire is to lead you into things that will not help you. Then he says, it's probably going to be working through your flesh as well. Pray so that you do not fall in. You do not fall in. So as you give yourself to prayer, you would realize that it becomes more easy to yield to the Spirit's demands than to the flesh's demands. You see, when you are prone to anger and prone to acting in the flesh, and you're prone to, or you're this person who's very reactive, it's like anything they do to you, the next thing that you do is to react. And the reactions are not peaceful reactions. They're actually dangerous reactions. It means you're not praying. So I can draw someone's attention to this. That do not neglect the place of prayer, as it plays a very key role in helping you to be able to deal with temptations. Some of you have maybe had interesting experiences in the world before you actually came into Christ, and it feels almost like sometimes, you know, those things come up once in a while here and there. But as you give yourself to prayer and to the study of the Word of God, you realize that soon enough, you will be disciplined enough to say no to this, no to that, yes to this, yes to that. This thing, I don't do it now. Okay, this thing, that's what I do. But if you don't pray, it's going to be very difficult. So, as you pray, you're going to be strengthened in your spirit man to be able to overcome the temptations of the enemy. You will not fall into temptations in the name of Jesus. You're not falling into temptations. Right now I pray, you know, temptations that are earmarked for you to cause you to stumble and to cause you to fall and to cause you to walk out of your Christian life, you'll escape them in Jesus' name because you will pray. You'll escape them. You'll escape them. Temptations of not yielding to prayer, you'll escape them. Temptations of falling in for premarital exposures. If you fell for them this time, you will escape them in Jesus' name. Because you would have prayed. You'd have taken heed to God's word. You'd have heard the word of God and acted on it. There's going to be a willpower produced on the inside of you to be able to say, no, not now. No, not this. No, God doesn't want us doing this. In the name of Jesus. You're going to have power. Real power. Real power. Over your physical members and over its desires. In the name of Jesus. So as you give yourself to prayer and also to your activities that are spiritual in relation to God's word, there's that grace, that staying grace that will come upon you to be able to stay strong in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. And God is empowering and has empowered you as you give yourself to praying in order that you avoid temptation. So Jesus is helping you, and he says that watch and pray that you do not enter. You do not enter. You do not enter. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our time is up, and I'm hoping that this helps you also. When you are not praying, it's easy to fall prey. Oh, very easy. Very easy. Very easy to fall prey. Very easy. And boy, you shouldn't be liking, you're liking. Where you shouldn't be working, you are working there. You know very well they are doing dubious activities. Meanwhile, you are there. Somewhere you shouldn't be, you are there happily. It's not like you're having sad, you are happily there. Places you shouldn't go, you are going happily. But when you give yourself to it, it's going to be very difficult to fall prey for some of these exposures. So you're going to pray. Pray. See, anything the devil gives you that looks good, I'm telling you, the end is very sad and very regretful. Yes. The end is very sad and very regretful. It looks good now. It looks pleasant now. You see, for the short term, in fact, I was speaking to Pastor Prince yesterday, and he was telling me, he said that, you know, the devil, the things that he gives you, they are very short term. They are temporary. And he was telling me, so the things that he gives you are very short term. You see, you might feel happy now, but you eventually will not be full of joy. Yes. You think that is the best. Now it looks like that is it. It looks like you've hit. Oh, you've hit. No. It's short term. He will not tell you it's short term, but it's actually short term. It's not long term. But what God gives to you, is permanent, is long. Sometimes it takes longer than usual to build, because the devil likes things happening instantaneously. He loves it like that. He loves you. He loves it. He loves to lie to you that what he's giving you is long, but it's short. It's short. It can barely stand the test of time. But what God builds takes a while. What God is building takes a while. It takes a while for God to build. It takes a while for God to build. That's why in the ministry, I'm just patient and walking with him. Because it takes him a while to build. It takes him a while to build. He doesn't just build things overnight. It takes him a while. He builds here and he builds there. And he builds here and he builds there. And he builds here and he builds there. Till you become what he intends to build. Now, many times, we're always interested in the fakir, the superficials, the things we can see. But often, when God builds, He builds deep down before he raises the structure. So there's a foundation, a deep down foundation that he digs deep. He digs deep down before he actually raises the structure. The devil gives you a false building. He gives you something that is already built. It looks very, you know, full of fantasy, but it's a lie. When you get into it, you realize there's no foundation. It falls when the wind blows, and you come back at nothing. So don't yield to the demands of the devil and what he wants you to do. Yield to God's demands. Yield to what God is doing. Yield to what God is saying. Follow God. It might look hard. It might look difficult. It might look so very unpleasant, as you see other, in quotes, pleasant people do. But you follow the Lord. What he's building is forever. In Jesus' name. So you're going to stay with God. Are you listening? Stay with God. Stay with God. He might take a while. It might take a while. But he builds deep to the ground. And then he raises. He builds first. He goes first down. First down. And then he raises. So stay with him. Don't be in a hurry to make a name. Don't be in a hurry to be tempted to live a certain lifestyle. Don't be in a hurry. You know, don't be in a hurry. The devil likes to do things hurriedly. Right? No. Because, you know, he has to do things to prove a point. God doesn't. No, he doesn't. He does it, and he does it well. Father, thank you that we are not falling into temptation. Don't fall into temptation. Don't fall into the yields of the flesh. Right? When you see that he's trying to force you to do one or two things, no. I'll stay with God's method. I'll stay with God. I'll stay with God's plan. I'll stay with God and what he's doing.